The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The sisters of Lazarus sent word to Jesus saying, Master, the one you love is ill. When Jesus heard this, he said, This illness is not to end in death, but is for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it. Now, Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that he was ill, he remained for 2 days in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to his disciples, Let us go back to Judea. When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you. Jesus said to her, Your brother will rise. Martha said, I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day. Jesus told her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? She said to him, Yes, Lord. I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world. He became perturbed and deeply troubled and said, Where have you put him? They said to him, Sir, come and see. And Jesus wept. So the Jews said, See how he loved him. But some of them said, Could not the one who opened the eyes of the blind man have done something so that this man would not have died? So Jesus, perturbed again, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay across it. Jesus said, Take away the stone. Martha, the dead man's sister, said to him, Lord, by now there will be a stench. He has been dead for 4 days. Jesus said to her, Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? So they took away the stone, and Jesus raised his eyes and said, Father, I thank you for healing me. I know that you always hear me, but because of the crowd here, I have said this, that they may believe that you sent me. And when he had said this, he cried out in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. The dead man came out, tied hand and foot with burial bands, and his face was wrapped in a cloth. Jesus said to them, Untie him and let him go. Now many of the Jews who had come to Mary and seen what he had done began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord. So now I hope you who are at home, probably sitting in a very comfortable chair, will not fall asleep for the next few minutes, because unlike when people are here in church, I can keep an eye on them, and if I see them falling asleep, I can tap them on the shoulder. But I don't have the ability, unfortunately, to do that this evening. I just want to begin with a little story. A man woke up one morning, and when he opened the local newspaper, he saw an account of his obituary on the paper, and he was wondering how that got into the paper. So he phoned a good friend of his and said, "By the way, did you read my obituary on the paper this morning?" And there was silence. And his friend said to him, "Where are you phoning from? Heaven or hell?" Well, hopefully he was phoning from heaven. So I want to, this evening, because every day now in the gospel this evening, we're talking about dying and rising from the dead, and we have the promise of Jesus that dying is part of life. Many people don't believe that dying is part of life. And so I want very briefly to run through, very quickly, what dying is like and give you maybe a new insight to it and get you thinking in a way perhaps that you never thought of before. And so we'll begin with life. Life in the womb, that's the beginning of life. And when you're a little baby in your mother's womb, you are fully, fully alive, long before you begin life in this world. So life doesn't begin on the day you're born, but it begins in the womb. And if you said to a little baby in the womb, "Do you want to be born?" they would say, "What does that mean?" And you said, "Well, you can't stay here forever. You got to leave and begin a new life." And that little baby would say to you, "Well, I don't want to leave here. This is all I know. I'm quite comfortable here and snug, and I'm on 3 free meals a day, and I have no cares, and I have no worries." But a day comes when eventually that baby is born, it leaves the womb. And what happens? Everybody is absolutely thrilled. Mom and dad are there, hopefully, and the grandparents are very excited. And it's a big event in the family. A new little life has arrived. And forevermore, on that day, you celebrate that particular day, like we all do when it's our birthday. We celebrate, we thank God for the gift of life. And we go through life, and we have our good times and our bad times. And all of us, without exception, as we're doing at the moment, we go through periods of suffering, through periods of pain, through periods of worry, anxiety, whatever. And we go through periods of joy and happiness. And that's a foretaste of the life to come. And then a day comes, and we have to pass from this life to the next stage of life. I deliberately say that, to the next stage of life. So we don't die, we don't cease to be, but we go on to a whole new way of living. And just like the little baby in the womb, we have no idea of what life outside the womb is like. But we have God's word, that whatever life we had here, no matter how wonderful and how good it was, it's nothing compared to life hereafter, when we'll be with God. And our only maybe regret then is that maybe we didn't love more, because that is what we were born for, to love. We were conceived in love, we were born in love. Love is our identity. And the more we love in this world, the more happy and joyful we'll be hereafter. And so life, don't worry about the dying. Live your life to the full. Now it's interesting, we're all human. And so when we lose a friend, as some of you maybe have at this moment, and you're feeling very sad, maybe you have lost through the corona virus or some other way, a member of your family. Of course you're sad. Of course, that's human. We saw in the gospel today, Jesus, when he approached the tomb of Lazarus, he wept. How beautiful it is. Jesus was totally human, even though he was divine and he was the Son of God. We're told Jesus wept. So where is Jesus at this time? Is he with us? Because many people at the moment are asking, where is God? God is with us in what we're going through at the moment. He's with every patient in hospital. He's with the doctors and the nurses. He's with the first responders. He's with all of us at this moment, because God never leaves us. He never lets us down. He's always by our side. So my message to you this evening, no matter how upset you are or worried, trust. Trust in God. Really make an act of trust, not just from the head, but from the heart, knowing that eventually all will be well, and all manner of things will be well. So don't lose hope, but trust, this will pass. Everything in this world passes. This too will pass. Amen.